Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, November 5th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of government and politics news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Stell awarded space RCO contract to deploy software for rapid systems integration. Stell Engineering Inc. has been awarded a $5.8 million contract with the Space Rapid Capabilities Office, Space RCO, to enhance and deploy advanced systems integration software. Over 24 months, Stell will tailor the software for Space RCO's rapid deliveries, improving system requirements management. The contract aims to integrate hardware, software, and firmware interfaces for evolving missions. Stell will also enhance cybersecurity and infrastructure work at the controlled unclassified information level. This Phase 3 contract follows a successful Phase 2 SBIR contract won in 2024, supporting Space Systems Command. Stell's mission is to ensure the U.S. maintains capability dominance by driving speed and technical execution in complex system engineering.
Academic publications by the Office of Count Jonathan David Nelson continue to attract international interest. The Office of Count Jonathan David Nelson of Aquitaine continues to attract international interest with their recent academic publications exploring accreditation and informal higher education models. Scholars across Europe, North America, and Asia reference their work as global education systems address issues of access and equity. Their critical thesis, Reevaluating Accreditation and the Role of Informal Universities in Global Higher Education, calls for a broadened definition of academic legitimacy to recognize excellence in different educational models. The Count's work upholds a tradition of academic sovereignty, emphasizing cultural sovereignty. The Center for Education and Diplomacy in Avignon will expand outreach with initiatives on accreditation reform and educational accessibility, furthering the Republic of Aquitaine's mission in education and diplomacy. Beneath the Regime, Beyond the Fear makes its powerful debut. Beneath the Regime, Beyond the Fear, the memoir by Syrian defector Nasser, is now available worldwide. Nasser, a former major general in Syria's political security department, risked everything to speak out against the regime. Living in the UK, he shares his story to prevent forgetting. Early readers praise the book for its honesty and timely political relevance. Nasser's narrative explores the psychological cost of complicity and the courage to resist. Critics call it an unflinching account that humanizes the headlines, a political thriller that is heartbreakingly true, and a blueprint for moral courage. Nasser, now a whistleblower in exile, dedicates his life to raising awareness about authoritarian regimes. Andrea D. Woolhead, the founder of Boldface Editing Ltd., collaborated with Nasser to bring his story to light. South China Sea Newswire releases commentary on Japan's new PM and announces UPI partnership. The South China Sea Newswire releases a commentary on Japan's new Prime Minister, Takaichi Sanae, highlighting her conservative and hawkish stance. As the first woman to hold this position, her policies could lead to a rightward shift in Tokyo, impacting regional security and defense strategies. This commentary marks the beginning of a new partnership with United Press International, UPI, offering in-depth coverage on the Indo-Pacific region. UPI will feature SCSNW's insights, enhancing their mission to provide authoritative reporting on the South China Sea's strategic importance. Editor-in-Chief James Borton, a seasoned foreign correspondent, will contribute to UPI's expanded Indo-Pacific network, ensuring timely and credible information for a global audience.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. we encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.